Insiders, this is Bruce Ash coming to you live from my underground bunker in Coronado, California, where the men are strong, the women are good looking, and all the parents think their kids are way above average. We have another great show for your Labor Day weekend today, Eb.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Today's edition of Inside Track in Hour 1, RNC member from Oregon and Presidential Debate Committee member Solomon Yu joins us to discuss the shape of the 2024 primary campaign, the debates, the indictments, and the case to be made for Americans who will decide who takes the oath of office as our president on January 20th, 2025. Producer Tom is running the board and taking your calls for our guests today at 790-2040. Bruce and I want to remind you to please support our great sponsors, Eric Rudin and his great team at Essential Pest, 886-3029. Jamie Kipper at Tucson Iron Retail. Call her or Craig at 209-1576.
Also supporting Inside Track is my great co-host, the aforementioned Mr. Wilkinson from Wilkinson Wealth Management. Call for Eb at 777-1911. Lastly, but certainly not leastly, we're pleased that Perfection Auto Works is our newest Inside Track sponsor. Call Mike Emery at 323-8650. He and his great technical team will make your auto great again. Eb and I support all of our great locally owned, family run businesses who support Inside Track. So should you.
Hey, let's get to our special guest for Hour 1, RNC National Committeeman from Oregon, Solomon Yu. Today's topic primarily is the 2024 Republican nomination, so there's loads to discuss. Greetings, Solomon, and welcome back to Inside Track.
Thank you, and it's wonderful to be with both of you guys.
Hey, you recently returned from the 2023 RNC summer meetings in Milwaukee. Let's start with your opinions on the first Republican presidential debate. You've got Fox News. From a practical standpoint, they ought to have been the perfect partner. So what's the vibe from fellow RNC members on the way the debate was conducted?
Yes, my observation was many RNC members didn't like the fact a question like global warming pop up. And think about, you know, presidential debates, especially for primary, got to be relevant to our base. Nobody within Republican primary base would want to see a question about global warming. So that was something I heard a lot. And the other thing I heard was what a disappointment President Trump was not on the stage. But then you realized what happened was, if you take a look at the rating, the first debate, Fox News had 12.8 million viewers. Meanwhile, Trump, Tucker Carlson show got 242 million viewers. So when you see this, you can see where people's attention, you know, was. And
that's a huge
so that
difference.
Was very telling. Yeah, huge difference. And so it was very telling how the night went. But at the same time, in my view, Vivek actually win the debate, and then also the polling number proved that. The reason was that when he is an outsider, and on top of it, he is the one is a straight talker, and he is not going to play politics and telling you things politically correct. And when you see this kind of answers, and obviously whoever the 12.8 million were watching, they liked it. And the last thing was among all the eight contenders on the stage, Vivek is the only America First presidential candidate. And rest of them sounds like globalists or, you know, old GOP establishment guys. You know, that's the reason. Okay, Vivek did very, very well.
Well, now let's go back to that for a second. When he and Nikki Haley got into it on the international stuff, particularly Taiwan and who else? China. What are your thoughts there? And also Israel. You know, Nikki seemed to be pretty confident that, hey, you're screwing up by saying what you're saying.
No, actually, what he was saying, was telling audience, telling us, is that whatever we do, we need to have national security interest. By the way, that is America first position. And you can do that in the Israel case and also in Taiwan's case. As a matter of fact, the next day, I was a first co-sponsor for a RNC resolution why we need to defend Taiwan based on America's national security interest.
Well, we're going to get to that in a little bit. That's actually something we do want to talk about. But talk about the appropriateness of asking about abortion.
Well, at that level, abortion really is a state issue now. And I was so surprised. I didn't hear a question regarding protecting children from sex change procedures, operations, and make parents' insurance policies, companies to pay without parents' consent. I mean, that is more relevant compared to to abortion. By the way, I was the chief sponsor for a RNC resolution on that topic and passed RNC passed that resolution unanimously.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that as well. Let's go back to the beginning a bit. What did you think about the way the debate started with playing the video and the new song Richmond, North of Richmond, and asking the candidates what their impressions were of that song?
I think to a certain degree, Fox News is not in touch with political reality and our base. And so when I'm looking at this, is more like one cycle behind. They still use the old approach, managing the debate. And but if there is a way I would make some kind of recommendation, since I'm on the debates committee, I would say ask questions relevant to how our base feel about this, because after all, we are electing a Republican Party nominee for president.
We've got
the part really is missing. Okay, you can tell they are not there to do that, and there is no objective to make sure those questions are relevant to our base, to our voting base, and the ones that actually elect next nominee. So that's the missing part.
First of all, thanks for joining us. We talked about President Trump having not participated in the first debate and that he did submit to an interview with Tucker Carlson. The audience was just amazing for that, over 250 million views. It's not really so much a question of whether he made the right decision or not, but so now what happens with the others who were debating? How do they get their message out? Because the message that the president was able to get out was, you know, significantly louder than those of the actual eight men and women who were on that debate stage.
Absolutely. Actually, in my view, of course, I watched the debate, you know, this debate venue. But meanwhile, I was told what president said. So I went back to watch the interview, 45 minutes, 46 minutes. Actually, he was making news. And something I didn't know, and all my colleagues didn't know, that's why so many people are watching his interview. And one of the issues he talked about, I don't think, after I saw what he said, I realized those Democrats, DA, they really don't have a case against him, including Georgia. The reason is very simple. Democrats and Rhino Republicans in the House, in Congress, actually, got together after January 6th. They amend the Voting Act. And the way they amend the Voting Act is take away vice president's power to send questionable electors back to respective states. That's what he was accusing of, okay? And so they did that amendment and took away that power. But meanwhile, the amendment they passed did not authorize anyone to retroactively to pursue people like President Trump. So you can't charge Trump for something and was within the law. And now let me say something about Pence. During the debate, I was there, and Pence made a big mistake. Accusing Trump forced him to do something was not allowed by the law. So now you talk about side-by-side comparison between Tucker Carlson, Trump, Shaw, and eight candidates on Fox News stage. And you know how people feel about that now.
Well, Solomon, I think the issue that you're trying, the point you're trying to make is that if the president did something illegal, why did Congress go back and amend the act to make it illegal after it was done legally back in January, right? I mean, that's you don't correct. Change, you know, they're accusing him of doing something that was legal when the act was performed. And in fact, nothing ever happened of it. The vice president refused to do it. It makes no sense. Yeah, it makes no sense at all. So Solomon, many have commented the president's manner with Tucker Carlson was subdued, and he performed very well. You talked about a few high points. What do you think his best moment was during the Tucker interview?
Oh, that was the best moment for me because, you know, we know what he would say and how defiant he is. But when you release bits and pieces, drip, drip, remember that? Yep. And when he drip out more new information to defend himself. So I tribute so many people watched because they want to learn. They all got concerned. You know, he got charged so many times. How this one is going to play out, they're going to lose. Let me make that prediction. Democrat DAs will lose.
Solomon, we're going to need to take our first commercial break here and listen to our great sponsors so we can pay the man who runs Bustos Mega Media Machine. No station flipping. We'll be right back with Solomon Yu.
I'm proud to welcome my good friends at Tucson Iron and Metal Retail to Inside Track as an advertiser. Jamie Kipper and her staff are conservation experts. They sell round and square steel tubing, metal plate and roofing materials, as well as new and used steel, aluminum, and stainless steel to ranchers, artists, interior designers, roofers, and do-it-yourselfers, just like all of the listeners here. Tucson Iron and Metal Retail is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to noon. Tucson Iron and Steel Retail, 701 East 36th Street. Call 520-209-1576 or go to TucsonIronRetail.com. And when you do call, mention this ad and receive an additional 10% discount on their already great prices.
Essential Pest Control leaves bugs belly up with science. You mean you don't use a shoe?
No, we use the latest in technology and innovation to eliminate bugs, termites, weeds, and more.
No spray cans and lighters?
None of that. Only solutions that target insect biology, using chemistry to help protect the environment, people, and their pets.
Huh. Essential Pest Control leaves bugs belly up. Call 886-3029 or visit EssentialPest.com.
It is the year 2178. Earth is no more. The greatest fears have taken place. An alien ship from the Andromeda Galaxy have discovered the dark planet and sent in a team to unearth what life might have been like.
What have you found? Your Excellency, we found images on a strip of celluloid of what these humans were like. We present this to you.
Quiet.
I see a violent people. No wonder they ceased to exist. What else did you find?
This must have been their mode of transportation. It is what they refer to as an automobile.
Does it function?
We shall show you.
Any information?
There is evidence. It was maintained at Perfection Auto Works, 1046 North Beverly in Tucson, Arizona.
Interesting. Evidence that not everyone of Earth was a stooge.
As long as Earth is still here, have your car maintained at Perfection Auto Works for out-of-this-world service. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
This is Ed Wilkinson of Wilkinson Wealth Management, where we manage money for gun owners. When people turn 50, something miraculous happens. They start to get serious about retirement planning. They've done very well so far and want to be certain they power into the retirement they've earned. Let me guide you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. Call me, Eb Wilkinson, at 777-1911. That's 777-1911.
Welcome back to Inside Track, brought to you by Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. We're continuing our chat with Oregon National Committeeman and RNC Debate Committee member Solomon Yu. Solomon, we were talking just a few minutes ago before the break about Vice President Pence. And I want to go back to what he said specifically about that point with respect to the rejection of the electoral votes. The vice president said, "The American people deserve to know that the president asked me in his request that I reject or return votes unilaterally, a power that no vice president in American history has ever exercised or taken. He asked me to put him over the Constitution, and I chose the Constitution." So as we talked about before the break, it turns out the vice president actually did have the power to reject votes. And in fact, Congress made that adjustment to the federal law after January 6th. So did he really choose the Constitution over the president, or did he just get, or did he just give up on the election? Because it sounds to me, and you know, I've been a friend of the vice president's for years.
Yes.
And I think he feels the same way about me, but it just seemed like he gave up on the election the way he handled that. Don't you agree?
I totally agree, and you know, I know him as well. The problem is he is an old so-called conservative, okay? And those guys would do anything, everything to avoid a fight. You know, we saw conservatives caving time after time in Congress, right? And you ask why. And so that explains why. So he didn't want to fight. As simple as that. But don't hide behind Constitution, because the Constitution gave Congress an opportunity to pass the law. And that law, the election law, governs our election process. Grant him the power to send questionable electors, because cheating, whatever, back to state legislature, respectively. And then state legislature can review, right? And hiding behind Constitution and refuse to do it is wrong. That's how I see it.
Yep.
Solomon, Chris Christie's rising in some polls. He was on the attack all the way through the debate. He's got little chance of winning the nomination. So who's he working for and trying to help out in the debates?
In the debates, I think Chris Christie is helping anyone but Trump. So at this time, after the debate, the poll come out, will be he is helping Vivek.
Okay. So Vivek talked about the truth at a recent campaign event, and he said the following: God is real. There are two genders. Human flourishing requires fossil fuels. Reverse racism is racism. An open border is no border. Parents determine the education of their children. The nuclear family is the greatest form of governance known to mankind. Capitalism lifts people from poverty. There are three branches of government, not four. And the Constitution is the strongest guarantor of freedom in history. Your thoughts?
My thoughts. Let me do a disclosure first. As a member of RNC Debates Committee, I can't endorse any candidate or donate to any candidate. Otherwise, I can give you my thought. I love it. That will be my position.
Okay.
You know, Solomon and Ab, I read that quote just earlier today. I hadn't seen that on TV or any of the pundit shows or anything. Those 10 points, I mean, really, it's almost like the 10 commandments of the United States in some respects. And I hate to put that sort of slant to it, but these are just so common sense and so logical and just so right, aren't they?
So right. And I would say is so mainstream as well. Lots of people, because political persecution on one hand and cancel culture on the other hand, wouldn't dare to say that. Okay. And I'm so glad he is saying it on debate stage, everywhere he goes. You know, I saw his speech four times already. And so he always talk about those principles he believes in, and refreshing, and no question about why he's polling numbers are going up.
So, of the people that he's not getting, why is he not getting that following? What is it? Is it that he's just too young? Is that he's never been a politician? Where's that come from?
Oh, actually, this is a very good question. He attracts young people, but at the same time, our voting base, Republican base, primary voters, they feel Trump being wrongfully persecuted. And political persecution could only happen in Putin's Russia, Xi Jinping's China. Now it is happening in Beijing, Biden's America. And they also believe in, they do believe, I talked to many of them, Trump said, they come for you guys through me. So they want to make sure he is seasoned, he was there, he fought for them for 4 years, not taking all the arrows, and he will be there, fight for them for 4 more years. That's my explanation. That's why, you know, in all those pollings, okay, his number is way up there. There is no way you can catch up with him.
It seems like every time they indict him, his polls go up, his fundraising goes up.
Absolutely. And remember, President Reagan got a title, Teflon President. And I think that title goes to Trump now because what they do to him.
It seems like he relishes on that. Every time they do that, he relishes that.
Absolutely. And to think about his mugshot. I mean, what he did with the mugshot.
That was a beautiful mugshot.
Yeah, beautiful mugshot. And did you see how much money he raised for the mugshot?
I know, it was incredible. Back to Vivek. Karl Rove wrote the following in the Wall Street Journal. Vivek Ramaswamy, political performance artist. He has no government experience, but plenty of conspiratorial demagoguery to sell. So what do you think about Rove's assessment of Mr. Ramaswamy, and what's Rove's motive?
Well, Rove will support anyone but Trump or America First candidate. He is an establishment guy. And now he has a dilemma, okay? They attack Trump. Actually, the guy who has no government experience and is more like Trump, you know, actually, if Trump is on stage, I would say there are two America First presidential candidates, Trump and Vivek. And now, guess who benefit? Trump not showing up for debates. Vivek benefit from the poll surging. Why? Because he's advocating America First principles. Those 10 points are America First principles.
You know, Solomon, if I can interrupt just for half a second, when President Trump failed to gain re-election in 2020, the thing that you and I talked about quite extensively and lots of other Republicans talked about was needing to find, if Trump wasn't going to be elected, how we would maintain that America First footprint, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
It is refreshing that Mr. Ramaswamy seems to embrace that, because the other candidates have embraced it on some of the issues, but not at all. Ab, back to you. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in there, but I couldn't resist.
Bruce, and I don't mean to jump in either, but we've got to take our last break, of the hour. So let's go ahead and stand by. We'll be right back after we hear from our great sponsors. No station flipping.
Jamie Kipper and her father, Gary Kipper, from Tucson Iron and Metal. What are they going to see when they come through the gates?
So when they come on in, they'll see our building up front. People have free rein to then go out and look in the yard. So it's not a typical scrapyard with a ton of big machinery. We have a couple of forklifts around, but that's about it, just to help move material. So when you come in, it's all organized by material, whether it's square tubing, angle iron, roofing, and then there is a pile in the back, which is still organized and easy to get through, but that's stuff that comes over from the scrap. So we're unique in that we get stuff in from the scrap, which a lot of artists and people will like or reuse, whether it's a sink that someone needs for their house. We sell literally anything made of metal.
Tucson Iron and Metal Surplus. Call 209-1579. Stop by the yard, 701 East 36th Street. Open Monday through Saturday.
Essential Pest Control leaves bugs belly up with science.
You mean you don't use a shoe?
No, we use the latest in technology and innovation to eliminate bugs, termites, weeds, and more.
No spray cans and lighters?
None of that. Only solutions that target insect biology, using chemistry to help protect the environment, people, and their pets.
Huh. Essential Pest Control leaves bugs belly up. Call 886-3029 or visit essentialpest.com.
Takeoff. Always thankful for the crew.
You doing okay today?
I had to skip breakfast. A little hungry.
Copy that. I got your back.
Where's he going?
Hi, can I take your order?
Yeah, I'll take two double chubby chucks, two fries, and two double chocolate shakes to go, of course.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Colonel, I'm back.
That was fast, Captain.
Fast food.
All right, the question is, how are you going to get my order to me?
Through the probe and drogue.
But, Captain, that's what they use for refueling.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Thanks, Captain. I got it. It's still warm. Let me tell you, I owe you.
Well, sir, you're invited to the barbecue this weekend, and bring a prime rib.
No problem, Captain. I'll see you Sunday, and God bless the USA.
At Perfection Auto Works, we appreciate and honor those that give themselves to protect our freedom. From your F-16 to your F-150, 323-8650, and perfectionautoworks.com.
This is Eb Wilkinson of Wilkinson Wealth Management, where we manage money for gun owners. Some people view market declines as a time to panic. Good news, that's wrong. Markets have never gone down and then failed to come back to create new highs, and this time it's not different. Let me guide you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. Call Eb Wilkinson at 777-1911. That's 777-1911. Welcome back to Inside Track. Bruce and Eb here, along with RNC committeeman Solomon Yu. Solomon, when we left, we were talking about Karl Rove not wanting to support Vivek because of his close views that Trump has. It seems like basically Karl is part of the swamp that Donald Trump was trying to drain. And when he went in and drained it, he found out there were swamp creatures on the right as well. Your thought?
That's correct. Yes, you're right, because if you pay close attention to GOP establishment guys, they are using Democrats' verbiage. Anything they disagree with you, instead talk about issues and debate issues, they call you names, call you conspiracy believers. And so if that is the case, I would be considered as a conspiracy believer too.
So,
and
go ahead.
That's the truth. And so I usually discount, you know, whatever he says.
So you've got Chris Christie on the stage, who's also there to spoil Trump. He has no chance of winning. How does he end up getting onto the second debate, and what are the rules on that?
Okay, three rules. One, your poll, three polls got to be average to, I think it's 1%, 2%. I don't know the rule, exactly the rule. And those are the national poll. Then you have to have a donor base, 50,000 people donate to your campaign. And once you qualify, those two rules, requirements, then you go to the third one. You have to sign a pledge. You would support eventual GOP presidential nominee. So he did sign that. That's how he got on it.
Bruce?
But he didn't raise his hand on the stage saying that he would support President Trump if he was the nominee.
That's correct. I saw that, and the other candidate on stage did the same thing. And so that would be an issue for RNC Presidential Debates Committee to decide whether or not we should invite him for the second debate at Reagan Library in California late this month. Because, you know, you can't have people promise something, then promise doesn't mean anything, and meanwhile, you know, we are not do anything, then all the rules means absolutely nothing to anyone.
Yeah, keeping control of the process is a very important thing. And if I think if the debate committee was to allow him back on the stage, that just creates a whole set of problems that the committees would have to deal with all the way through the process. I want to go back to something, and it really came up this week in spades, I think, and it's the age issue. Joe Biden, need I say more? And you know, unfortunately, people are lumping Senator now I'm having a senior moment. Senator from Kentucky,
McConnell.
Mitch McConnell, in the same group. He had kind of a brain freeze. And unfortunately for Mitch, it's after, you know, he had a pretty severe concussion just a couple, 3 months ago. And age has become an issue. I mean, obviously, for the president, it's been a big issue. For Senator McConnell, it's become an issue. Senator Feinstein, the same way. Is age going to be an issue in this campaign, maybe similar to what age was an issue in 1960 when John F. Kennedy ran for president?
Well, age definitely would be an issue because Biden, right? And McConnell is another thing. But the third thing is McConnell is not running for president. And if you take
his,
a look,
his
Trump,
duties are his duties are completely different and don't require snap decisions and so on. It's a deliberative sort of a process that he's involved in.
Right. And then you take a look, Trump, you know, in my view, okay, there's a political analysis. In my view, Trump is going to be our eventual nominee. There is no other way to cut it. If that is the case, he is very, very sharp. Take a look at the interview with Tucker Carlson. So my thinking at this point is going to be an issue for Beijing Biden, not going to be an issue for our nominee.
So I want to, like Solomon did a few minutes ago, disclose that I take no issue in this campaign nor in any other campaign where Republicans are running against Republicans. That was 14 years of training and rules following at the RNC, and Solomon has always observed that as well. But I think it is important to ask the question, and I realize we're early in the process. President Trump lost a lot of support from female voters and from independent voters. Has he got that support back? What gets that support back for the president if he is renominated in 2024?
A couple things he is doing absolutely right, including protect children from this kind of sex change procedures and operations. Also defending moms showing up at a school balls, and that will endear with parents. Because very simple, you know, parents see those kids are their future. And when parents do not have the consent, okay, and the operation can be done, and parents' insurance company pay for it, you just hijacked parents' rights to raise the kids. And this is not communist China. And kids belong to the state, right? And the other thing is, parents, how those kids should be taught and paid for by our property tax. And you treat those parents showing up at a school board meetings as domestic terrorists under Beijing Biden DOJ. So Trump already talked about this. I have no problem to see soccer moms, yeah, that's an old term, the schoolboy moms, and will come back and support President Trump.
We're seeing a huge rise in blacks supporting Trump as well.
Yes.
And,
yes,
you know, some of the interviews I've watched with them said now he knows what we've been going through. You know, you're good in the hood, things like that. Your thoughts?
My thoughts is two things really connected with black voters. One is when he was a president, he changed the law Beijing Biden pushed through, basically give blacks more present times than whites. That's his accomplishment. And that's why you see, you know, more blacks vote for him 2020. But now he got a mugshot like this, and they can relate. And they understand he is the one is fighting for them and not discriminate against them. So 2024 is going to be a very, very interesting presidential election year.
Let's talk about, go ahead, Bruce.
I want to go back. You talked about China for just a second. Eb and I are very interested in the growing threats by the CCP against Taiwan. Vivek Ramaswamy proposed a change in our national policy of strategic ambiguity with respect to an attack on Taiwan, primarily based upon chip dependence. Now he's stepping back. Your colleague from Virginia, Patty Lyman, successfully got a major piece of RNC resolution passed at the summer meeting related to Taiwan. Talk about Patty's resolution and why this is so important, especially at this time. It's a national defense issue, isn't it?
That's correct. First of all, we have been watching what Beijing Biden has done, and taking Chinese CCP money is for real now. And so even though Beijing Biden said 3-4 times publicly he would defend Taiwan if CCP invades it. But the question is, can he keep the promise? Because he is in CCP pocket, literally, right? And now we can impeach him for that. And so for that reason, RNC need to take a stand and make sure everybody understand that defending Taiwan really is a bipartisan issue. On top of it, why we defend Taiwan is not defend democracy. It's not change a dictatorship, you know, turn a dictatorship into a democracy. And those are not and shouldn't be our national security interest. So Patty sponsored that resolution. I helped her to write. I was her first co-sponsor. And it passed RNC resolution committee unanimously. Friday, next day, passed the entire RNC unanimously. So I think that is a shift. People realize what China has done to this free world. And so people understand, I'm talking about RNC members, understand that we need to take a stand now.
So that resolution, before we get to Len, who's a caller, that resolution says the Republican National Committee supports the United States' strong historical commitment to Taiwan and its right to defend itself, thus strengthening Taiwan while protecting national security interests of the United States. Also, that the Republican National Committee calls for the United States to send an unambiguous message that we will defend our vital national security interests wherever in the world they are threatened. And as opposed to Ukraine, this island country, Taiwan, is definitely an asset that we can't afford to lose, especially with the manufacturing that they do for us. Eb, I think we have Len on the line.
Yeah, Len, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Bruce, I'm going to paraphrase, I believe, the question you asked a few moments ago. Had to do with, you know, what does President Trump have to do to be victorious in the 2024 election? And, you know, to this point, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we've basically talked about various, you know, social issues and political issues. But I think we've missed the big issue here, and it's more of a rhetorical question. Do we think that conservative voters like the demeanor and the tone and the way that Trump carries himself as a president? I mean, I got to tell you, I can certainly appreciate and I'm grateful for, you know, what he did while he was in office. But sometimes I think he gets in front of himself and he becomes his own worst enemy with his rhetoric. I think he needs to take a step back and look at history and look at the demeanor in which other presidents have conducted themselves. Don't get sucked into the Twitterverse or, you know, any of the other social media platforms, and just stick to his talking points and lead.
Solomon, your thoughts?
My thought is so-called being presidential is overrated. Being presidential during Reagan days, if you remember, after work, he would have a drink with Tip O'Neill. And those days are long gone. When Democrats and leftists go as far as to cancel their political opponents, including presidential nominee, and weaponize justice system against him the way they did, like I said, could only happen in Putin's Russia and Xi Jinping's China. So the question you're asking is, can we afford to be presidential when we're facing real threat? The fight is, I'd rather have a president, okay, doesn't care about being presidential, but willing to fight, and then pull a establishment thing and move, if you will, caving time after time. We see that happen. If a Republican president caving again, like Republican House used to do, guess what? You and I have to fight on the streets. They're coming. They're coming for us, for our guns.
Yeah.
Now what?
You're absolutely correct. We've got about 5.5 minutes left. Talk about the fourth wave.
Fourth wave. Very interesting term. You must be referring to the way they go after Trump, right?
That's correct.
Okay. When first he came to world's attention, if you will, first got elected, it was Russia, Russia, Russia. That was the first wave. And the second wave was impeachment one. The third wave is impeachment two. The fourth wave is a political motivated indictment against him from special counsel, DOJ, from Democrats, DA, not just in Georgia, also in New York. So that's the fourth wave. And in my view, all that is going to be nothing he can't handle from the perspective, because I pay great deal attention to how he handled himself, in the sense, actually, the guy is clean. Remember, everybody made an assumption. He would not surrender his IRS filings, IRS returns. He must cheat on his taxes. That's why he wouldn't. Guess what? He fought for the principal. He was squeaky clean. And now, guess what? They can't even do anything with that. So when I said he is a new Teflon president or presidential nominee, and that's the reason. And now we know the case they got against him based on, remember, supposedly they got Pence to testify against him. Turned out to be Pence was wrong, and he was right, and to utilize that law.
Solomon, I want to get straight to the bottom line with President Trump. Isn't the real reason isn't his demeanor? The real reason isn't that he's a billionaire. The real reason isn't that he is sort of brash and so on. The real reason that there have been not just the four waves, but I would argue, Solomon, and we went through this as colleagues together at the RNC. There was the first wave really began during the selection process, the conscience people, and then later with the election nullification, you know, from the left as well. But isn't the bottom line the real reason that he must not be reelected by the left thinking people? Number one, he has separated them from their power. Number two, he has separated them from their wealth. Forget about issues, forget about everything, forget about age, forget about demeanor. That really is what's going on here, isn't it? And you know, they can call us a conspiracy theorist all they want, but that's really what it is, isn't it? And you got a minute to answer that question. Sorry.
From constitutional perspective, he was restore the consent of the governs. And by restoring the consent of the governs, you're right. And he takes their special interest, uniparty special interest of the equation. And when you go after their wealth like this, because they are trafficking or profiting and from their political connections and deals they're making, and now he's taking all that away. And plus, he's not there making money. And he is wealthy on his own, and on top of it, 4 years, he actually losing money. He was
Solomon, you, we're going to have to end it right there. We appreciate you being the great conservative leader and patriot that you are. Thanks so much for joining us today. You've definitely given our listeners on Inside Track a lot to think about as we head into the 2024 election. So next week, we have a great guest for us. We're going to take the second hour and give it to an interview we did with John C. Scott just a couple of weeks ago. But next week, we have Ramon Bueller who joins us, and we're finalizing our 2 o'clock guest. Watch my Facebook and Eb's social media for our views on the news. In September, we have retired U.S. Navy Captain Robert Wells, who joins us for a 2-hour look at the CCP and intrigue in the East. So stay tuned to the top of the hour CBS News. We will be right back with John C. Scott. No station flipping.
Customers come first at Tucson Iron and Metal Surplus.
A lot of the cities and the counties around have initiatives for artists. I think we're one of the premier artist suppliers for steel. First Saturday of every month, you can come down early and actually go through the scrap yard across the street. It's 7 acres of metal. You can walk through with our people and pick out what you want. It's always interesting to see what the artists have done. We've done actually a couple projects with the U of A engineering department and music department, where the engineering music students came down together. They had to pick something out of the scrap, and they had to build an instrument. And we have one of those in front of the plant. Some really cool things come out of the scrap.
Tucson Iron and Metal Surplus. Call 209-1579. Stop by the yard, 701 East 36th Street. Open Monday through Saturday.
Perfection Theater presents Snow White.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who has the sweetest ride of them all?
It once was you, but Snow White has a Maserati that's now the fairest and the fastest.
I will put an end to that.
The evil queen drove over to Snow White's cottage in her Ferrari F40.
I will finish her off once and for all.
The evil queen poured apple cider vinegar in her gas tank.
Can you dwarves help me? I need a push to Perfection Auto Works.
The Perfection mechanics cleaned the fuel lines, and Snow White was back on the road in no time. Snow White had had enough, so she headed to the Evil Queen's castle.
Pour apple cider vinegar in my gas tank. Why, I'll show you.
And the moral of the story? Perfection Auto Works is always there to make your automotive repairs come true. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
This is Eb Wilkinson of Wilkinson Wealth Management, where we manage money for gun owners. When people turn 50, something miraculous happens. They start to get serious about retirement planning. They've done very well so far and want to be certain they power into the retirement they've earned. Let me guide you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. Call me, Eb Wilkinson, at 777-1911. That's 777-1911.